following takes place between 4 a.m. and 5 a.m. on the day of the California presidential primary.
It was a traffic accident.
I'll be right with you.
We just called. There was a traffic accident.
Certainly. You have our police number? Mm-hmm.
Excuse me.
Thank you. You're welcome. Dr. Kennard, did you get the message about the
car accident?
Seminar? Yes, I did. Thank you.
Car accident.
I'm sorry. My shift starts at 4. I just got it.
Just please help me. Teenage girl. Traffic accident.
The name?
Kimberly Bauer or Janet York.
B-A-U-E-R-Y-O-R-K.
No name listed. Just a Jane Doe.
Well, maybe.
Hey! Can't go in there!
Oh, my God. Janet.
I'm sure you're gonna find Kim.
Honey, it's me.
Jack, where have you been? I've been trying to reach you.
Have you found Kim yet?
No, we're at St. Mark's Hospital.
Hospital?
Yeah, Kim's friend Janet was in a car accident.
What about Kim?
I don't know. She tried to call me, and then she was in a panic, and it sounded like she was in trouble, and I tried to get her, but then we were stopped by this cop.
Terry, calm down.
Jack, I'm losing my mind. I really need you here.
I know, sweetheart. I'm going to get there as soon as I can, but you've got to tell me. Where was Kim when she called the second time?
I don't know. She was North Hollywood. It sounded like she was being chased, and then when we got there, then she was gone.
Kim's friend Janet. Let me speak to her.
In surgery.
Surgery? Is she gonna make it?
I don't know.
Listen to me, Terry. What I'm trying to do right now is to find Kim. I need you to stay where you are, and I will get there as soon as I can.
What do you mean you've been trying to find Kim? I've been trying to find Kim. I've been out all night trying to find Kim.
Terry, I'm gonna explain it to you later, okay? You're gonna have to trust me. Terry.
Honey, I love you. I promise you, we're gonna get through this, okay?
I love you too, Jack.
I'll get back to you as soon as I know anything.
Here, they say the other one's dead. Oh, don't worry, I will. Okay, we're done. There's been a change of plans. Drive to the compound. I'll get your money there.
No problem.
And go by a different route. I don't want us to look like a caravan.
Right, okay. Just split. Are you crazy? We have 20 large coming. I don't like it. This guy's psycho. Hey, you're forgetting something. All right? Last month, Phoenix, you owe me. So let's get the money and split, right?
This is fine, Patty. We'll finish it after the breakfast. Still got a couple of hours to grab some sleep.
Only a few, too.
I made mochas.
Hey, I thought you were down.
I'm up. I couldn't sleep. Polls open in less than 3 hours, Mr. President-to-be.
Heavy on the caffeine for me. Patty?
Not for me, thanks.
Mom?
No.
You look exhausted. Go to bed. That's an order.
All right. Promise you wake me if you need anything?
Absolutely.
Okay. Night.
Good night.
David. You're not going to say anything to Nicole about Keith, are you? David, we don't even know for sure whether Maureen Kingsley's going to go forward with the story.
You have to, Sherry.
Why?
Because the press is going to get a hold of this. Whether it's today, tomorrow, next week, Nicole should be prepared.
Well, I thought you said that Carl was going to take care of it.
Well, he's going to do what he can. But I don't want her to suddenly hear something on the news. She'd be devastated.
She's so happy right now, David. We've got to take it one step at a time.
Dad, it's ready.
I figured it all out, and even if we lose Orange County, we're still gonna win.
Assuming we win Ventura by a 10% margin.
No, even 7. It's all right there in last night's poll.
You make it look like there's nothing to worry about.
That's because there is nothing to worry about.
Nicole.
No, go ahead.
No, you first.
I talked to Susie and Rachel Brenner this afternoon, and they're flying out. I invited them to the victory party.
My Lord. I haven't seen them since you all were in high school.
Well, we're going to see them tomorrow. Actually, tonight. Ah, that's great. What were you going to say?
Nothing.
CTU, this is Myers.
Is Mason still looking over your shoulder?
No. He ended the lockdown as soon as he found out where you were. Jack, be careful. He'll come after you.
I'm at the precinct. They've got a ring around the suspect. I'm going to need some help getting to him. Get a hold of Ryan Seely over at District. Tell him it's about Palmer and I need an override.
Okay, I'll take care of it. I'm still off the net. I need a contact number for Ryan Seely at District 2.
You still pissed off about the lockdown?
Jack's never gonna trust you again, and I'm not sure I will either.
You don't trust me, but you trust Jack? Come on, Nina. He's been lying. He's been hiding things from us. Yeah. It may be okay for you, but it's not okay for me.
Do you have the number?
I'm sorry, Mr. Power, but this guy killed a cop. I'm not going to interfere with booking protocol.
And I told you you were going to get a call from Ryan Seely, who is our liaison to the PD's office. And until then, you can have my badge, my gun, and I promise I will not interfere with anything. But I need to see that man now.
What can I tell you?
Fine, where's your lieutenant?
He checked out. Midnight. But if he was here, he'd tell you the same thing.
Sergeant, the cop that was killed tonight, Officer Hampton, did you know her?
Yeah, I knew her.
I'm investigating a federal case. She was helping me. Do you want her death to be in vain? Please forget about the damn chain of command. I need to see this man now. Just for a few minutes, please.
Where's the suspect? Move to room 2.
Thank you.
Follow me.
Sergeant, this man's under my authority.
You should have done something.
Just wanted to get hurt.
Get real, dude. She saw her face. She saw his face. She's not walking. She never was.
I think he's gonna kill her.
Maybe he already has. Rick, dude, come on. It's 10 grand apiece. All right, we just want to get paid and get gone. Forget Kimberly, man. She's history.
Listen, Jack. Hey, you can tell me what you were doing at Dunlap Plaza with Richard Walsh. I'm treating you as a prime suspect.
Why would I kill the only ally at the agency that I've got?
You tell me. Why'd you blow the whistle on your own agents last year? Why'd you try to blackmail me?
Because you were withholding information vital to the investigation, George.
I was following orders. I realize that's a concept you may be unfamiliar with, Jack, but it's something that some of us actually do take seriously.
On the other side of this wall is a suspect who is connected with the people who want Palmer dead.
How do you know that?
Walsh and Baylor were killed because they obtained information that led me to this guy. And if you interfere now and something happens to Palmer, you'll be seen as impeding this investigation because you have a grudge against me, so why don't we cut the crap? How do you want to play this?
I'll talk to him myself. Look, you're lucky I haven't already put you in cuffs.
Just sit down, read a magazine.
Gaines.
Have you heard from him yet?
No, I'm going to be calling him in about 15 minutes. He should be done by then. I've got the girl, and we're on our way to the compound right now. Gotta go. Stop, please. You understand?
Moran, it's David Palmer.
Senator?
I'm sorry to wake you.
Oh, no, no, that's okay. What's up?
The matter you called about earlier.
Mm-hmm.
We need to talk about it.
Okay, let's talk.
Since we're just a few floors apart, I was thinking maybe we could get together.
Okay, how about I meet you in the lobby?
No, no, the lobby's too public. There's a conference room on the third floor. I'll have it open.
I just need about 10 minutes to get dressed. How does that sound?
Yeah, that's good.
I'll see you in 10.
Thanks, Mary.
Sure.
And those are the only places you know your daughters were?
Yes.
What about this boy, Dan, who works at the furniture store?
Well, we don't know anything about him, but the owner of the store is a Mr. Naraste. I have his number in here somewhere. He won't. Excuse me. Hello?
Hey, it's me. Is Janet out of surgery yet?
Yeah, the police showed up. We're talking to them right now.
Anything new?
No. How about you?
I'm at the Van Nuys police station. I think there's someone here who knows where the girls were tonight.
You mean one of the police officers?
No, someone they picked up in North Hollywood. I think he saw Kim.
Who?
I don't know, a man.
What did he say?
I'm waiting to talk to him. Look, you've got to talk to Janet as soon as she gets out of surgery, okay?
No, I know.
I'll call you as soon as I can. I gotta go, bye.
So what'd he say?
He says he won't talk to anybody except you.
So can I go in?
You said you only wanted to speak to me. There I am. And guess what? Right now,
you're speaking to everyone.
What the hell is he doing?
I thought we were going to talk alone.
You killed a cop. What you need to do right now is start telling me the truth.
Self-defense. You guys were chasing me.
What's this sound?
Great job.
He knows something.
Yeah. So what are you gonna do? Beat it out of him? What's the plan, Jack? What's the plan?
I'll take a walk.
Safe.
Tell me about my daughter.
Not until you get me out.
How do you know where she is?
I heard some guys talking. Guys I work with.
What guys?
All you need to know right now is they have your daughter and they're gonna call me in 20 minutes.
Where?
Back where you first saw me.
San Fernando Road?
Yeah. But if I don't answer, they'll know something's wrong, so get me out of here.
I don't know if I can.
I'm the one chance you got to find your daughter. I'm not there for that call. The chance is over.
Better think of something fast.
Suspect's name is Pentikoff. He's expecting a call in the next 20 minutes at 18166 San Fernando Road. I need you to trace all available public lines.
Okay, I see water lines, utilities, no phone lines.
Keep looking. It's where Pentikoff said he was going to get the call.
Wait. There's a payphone halfway down the block. And it's in service.
Set up a trace.
There's not enough time for a warrant.
Forget about the warrant.
Bigger problem, if they're expecting Pentikoff, they'll hang up the second they hear your voice.
They're not gonna hear my voice, they'll hear Pentikoff's.
Did Mason get him out?
No.
So what are you planning, a jailbreak?
Jack?
Set up the trace.
Like it or not, we have to be involved because it's bigger than.
Are you the officer that interviewed Penikoff?
No, I just transferred him to a holding cell.
I still need to see him.
You Bauer from CTU?
Yeah, that's right.
Look, the cop that you killed, she was my partner, you understand?
Sorry.
I heard you went off on him before. I want him to go down for it, which means a clean bust. No more extracurricular activities.
Understood.
All right. But I've got the access card. Now you can go in with me. Or you don't go in.
I'm fine with that.
Keep him away from me.
Just wants to ask you a few more questions.
No more questions without my lawyer.
Who are you working for?
Are you deaf? I said no questions without my lawyer.
Your lawyer can kiss my ass.
Oh, yeah?
Who do you work
hey,
for?
Hey! Back off!
Get your hands off of me.
I told you, man, he killed my partner.
I know, I was there. Where were you?
What?
Where were you when your partner really needed you?
Hey! Get out of here! What the hell's the matter with you?
Crazy, I'm filing charges!
You ought to get yourself under control, Bauer.
Got it. What's going on? All right, I'll take care of it.
Asleep.
I thought you might like some coffee.
Thank you.
She'll turn up.
How's Janet?
They're relieving some pressure on her spine, but she's gonna be okay. At least that's what they say.
Of course she will.
Any news from Jack?
No. As far as I know, he's still out looking for Kim.
Well, that's good. You said he has resources the police don't have, right? Even so, I imagine you wish he were here.
Arms out, please. Turn around.
Oh, enough. Marine's an old friend.
It's all right. He's just doing his job.
Thank you. Your ID, ma'am.
Excuses. How long have we known each other, Marine?
Come on, Senator. That's not fair.
No, I'm just saying. You, me, my family, we made a journey together. From local politics to where we are now. We helped each other along because we cared about the same things.
I know that.
Have I ever lied to you?
No.
Embarrassed you?
No.
Then why are you doing this?
Senator, I wish to God that I didn't get this information. But we're talking about murder.
A rumor. Started by my enemies. Of whom, as you well know, I have many.
That's what I thought too, at first. But...
Please, go on.
You know I can't tell you my sources.
Come on, Maureen. We're not in court here. I'm just an old friend with a career and family you just may destroy. You owe me that much, at least.
Okay. Two sources. One, a man named George Ferragamo. He was your son's therapist for 4 years.
He came to me with the story.
The second source?
The boy who raped your daughter,
then threw himself off the balcony, Lyle Gibson.
His autopsy showed that he had cuts and scratches that pointed to a violent struggle.
Cole tried to fight him off.
Yes, that was the explanation. But an hour later, an African-American teenage boy went to this emergency room one block away with similar injuries.
Name here says Edward Johnson.
The handwriting where he filled out the form and signed his name, I had it analyzed by an expert. It's your son's.
Killed anybody.
Senator, I would never...
You do what you have to do, Maureen. Just be prepared to accept the consequences.
One must expect that there would be a certain amount of acceptable loss of supplies and armament.
Hey, Dad. Something wrong?
I guess you'll have to tell me. The night your sister was raped, did you have any contact with the boy who raped her?
What?
You heard me.
I don't believe this. I mean, what brought this up all of a sudden? I mean, let's just leave that on the past where it belongs.
I'd like to, believe me. But as it happens, I can't. What did you do that night after you found out that Nicole had been attacked? The truth now. All of it.
I don't think you have a right to ask me that.
You don't think I have the right?
No, I don't. See, this thing happened. Somebody had to deal with it. But you were in Chicago giving a speech or New York receiving some civic award.
You can deal with my shortcomings as a father some other time. Right now, I want to know what you did after you found out that your sister had been raped.
And I told you, I'm not going to answer.
You will answer me!
I apologize about Bauer, but I'd really appreciate it if we could handle this internally.
I got no problem with that.
Sergeant, excuse me, but
federal colleagues are through with Pankow, I'd like to start processing them into the system.
What are you doing here? I thought you left.
I'm not leaving until Pankow is behind bars without bail.
Computer has you checked out 5 minutes ago.
All right, guys, we're on the move. I want to line up and pick up right.
Got this notice in the mail this afternoon. Actually, it was yesterday afternoon. Kimberly was failing algebra. It was the second notice. She intercepted the first one and threw it away. When she got home, I was so mad at her. I guess I accused her. And I said things to her I shouldn't have said.
There isn't a parent in the world who hasn't been there.
Last night when I told her goodnight, she wouldn't even acknowledge me. I actually had the thought that I'd be so glad when she got out of the house.
When Janet wakes up, she'll know where Kim is, and then we'll find her.
Well, I just hope it's going to be that easy. I don't know about that, but I don't know. Why wasn't she with Janet? It doesn't make any sense.
I don't know. Maybe she got freaked out by the accident.
We should have waited. Is what we should have done is we should have waited. I don't know.
We were right to come here. All we had to go on was the ambulance. We had to follow up on it. Listen, whatever happens, I'm gonna stay with you until we find Kim. I promise.
Thank you.
Come on, Davis, we need that uplink. Says we gotta have a picture by now.
W-7 satellite was in the southwest sector when Bauer helped Pankow escape. So with any luck, we'll be able to pull up some visuals that'll help us pinpoint his location. That's it. Here we go. All right.
Davis,
the link's up. Now I gotta get a back trace. It's the roof of the building from 200 miles up. About how long would you say since I got out?
7 or 8 minutes.
Okay, Davis, wanna go back 10 minutes and give me stills at 30-second intervals? Look for two men exiting the building together. There they are. Okay, you can speed it up.
All right. Speeding up.
I'm slow it down now.
I got it.
You get a mark on that car?
Yeah. Come to you now.
All right. Where are you headed, Jack?
You all set?
All set.
How much time do you need?
Just a few seconds.
Who are these guys?
I told you, I don't know. Tell me what to do, I do what they pay me. That's it.
Just ringing.
Yeah.
I'm not showing anything.
Yeah.
It's a cell phone.
We're screwed. I don't have the frequency.
Get back to you.
Jack?
Yeah.
It's Gaines. It's been a change of plans, but nothing you can't handle. Taped to the back of the phone, there's a set of keys with a remote.
Got him.
It's for a parked car on Avenue 26, Nevada plate 782MOF. Find it with the remote. There's a body in the trunk. Get rid of it.
What do you mean there's a body in the trunk?
I don't know.
Whose body is in the trunk?
I don't know.
Come on.
Kneel up against that wall, interlock your fingers behind your head now. Don't move. Oh my God.
Hey, Jack.
Hey, we had a deal.
Shut up.
I'm in the car.
Hey, Bauer!
It's pretty quick work, George. Tracking me on a satellite.
Taking you in, Jack.
He had evidence on the Palmer hit. That's why I broke him out.
So who was this?
I don't know yet.
You're having quite a night here, aren't you, Jack?
Why don't you tell me what the hell is going on here? Unless you want me to throw you back to the cops. They're ready for you.
There are people within the agency that are supporting the Palmer hit. That's why Walsh and Baylor were killed. They found out about it. The truth is, I thought you were a part of it. I apologize if I was wrong. George, as crazy as this sounds, you're gonna have to trust me. This is gonna look very bad for us if something happens to Palmer tonight.
So what's next?
I need to take the body down to CTU, try and make an ID.
I'm gonna grill Penikoff, get what I can out of him.
We never had this conversation, right?
Right.
It'll be a district. Okay, call the precinct, tell them we recovered Penikoff.
Body, male, badly mutilated. I need a positive ID as soon as possible. Who's our best forensic?
Perry Tanaka.
Bring him in. I should be there within 10 minutes.
I'm on it.
Good.
That small laceration?
Yes, doctor.
Need a claim, please?
Hello?
Hey, it's me.
Jack, did you find out anything?
Maybe. I'm not sure yet.
What have you been doing?
I'm going to be there in about 20 minutes. I'll explain to you then.
All right.
Janet, get out of surgery yet?
No, not yet. She should be soon.
Good. It's really important I talk to her. I know it sounds cold, sweetheart, but she's our only link to Kimberly. Hang in there, honey. I love you. I'm on my way, okay?
Okay.
Like our money now. That's like, you know, okay.
Well, just so we're like, you know, clear. What happened to the other girl?
Janet? It's like I told you, we had to kill her.
Because my people tell me that someone that fits her description was taken to a hospital near to where you were. How'd you explain that?
Well, the thing is Maybe she wasn't quite dead.
Oh, well, I'll tell you, Dan, you're either dead or you're not dead. There's no such thing as sort of dead. Here, let me show you.
But...
You've just been promoted. Congratulations.
She's got a system.
All right, start compressions now.
With 30 milligrams of
acid. What's going on?